For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Nearly 70 years since World War II, stories are still surfacing about the extraordinary contributions some Americans made to the war effort. One, in particular, came from a well-known Pittsburgh artist, Elizabeth Black. Years after the war, her son, John Black of Germantown, Tennessee, found a footlocker that held a wartime treasure. WKNO's Pierre Kimsey sat down with Black to discuss how his mother's work inspired a documentary.
This story actually started 7 decades before, but the impetus for the documentary itself started after you received a footlocker that had been sitting in a garage in California for 3 decades. What did you see inside that footlocker?
What we saw in there was a beautifully preserved historical memorabilia of the unique experience that my mother had during World War II. She painted or sketched portraits of soldiers in the field after D-Day in France, Germany, and Belgium, sent those portraits back home to families, and we're now just piecing that whole tapestry of story between my mother, soldier, and families together, and it's fascinating.
The minute you saw it, you had an idea in your head. Tell me what that was.
Yeah, I did, and so did my wife. We thought, this is documentary material.
WQED in Pittsburgh picks up the story.
Prominent people commissioned her work. She did portraits, murals, exhibits showcased her talent.
She had quite a career during the 1930s.
She had newspaper clippings and some of the copies of portraits that she had done in Pittsburgh during that period. She was quite sought out as a portrait painter.
But World War II changed everything. She ended up volunteering for the Red Cross. What did she do?
Well, the first thing she did, she was assigned to a Clubmobile unit. Many people may be familiar with this. These were the converted buses and trucks that transported coffee and donuts, symbols of home.
Elizabeth Black really symbolized the Red Cross spirit.
She drew up a unique plan to serve her country, traveling through war zones in Europe.
She did that to start with, but she proposed this business plan, if you will, handwritten on 5 pieces of tissue paper to the higher-ups at the Red Cross saying, this is how I can really contribute.
So in 2 years, she amasses something like about 1,000 sketches.
1,000, yeah.
You were able to see the reaction from letters. Tell me about some of those letters.
Those are the most emotional and moving parts of the whole story because parents and wives and sisters and loved ones, when they got the portrait, they had the good manners to write a thank you letter. And when they did, they often said, thank you so much for the portrait. Now, how is my boy? You've seen him. Is he doing well? You know, we haven't heard from him in so long. He's so important to us. They didn't know.
Years later, you discovered that there were some family members who never got a chance to see these sketches.
Many did not. And through WQED's investigative detective efforts, we were able to find some families that we found out that some of these families had not actually seen the portraits.
Okay, Mom, here you go. Been waiting 60, 65 years for this. Open it up. It took a long time for the sketch to find its home.
Was this whole experience, did this bring you closer to your mother?
I would give anything if she was still alive. She died in 1983. I would love more than anything in the world to be able to sit down and spend hours, days, months just talking to her about this and reminiscing with her about it, telling her how proud I am of her.
Well, the documentary is called Portraits from the Home Front, the story of Elizabeth Black. John Black, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
And to see some of Elizabeth Black's portraits of soldiers, visit WKNOFM.org.